Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? It's your boy J-Pack here, Mr. JVY, Mr. Yeet Yeet, host of the JVY podcast. We're here, the final episode of season 7 and also the final episode of 2023, a third installment of the pod sessions. Letter to self, nothing more I need to say. Y'all enjoy it. Have a great one. I'll see y'all in a few, right? You.
You are now listening to the JVY podcast.
Try to get this in the best of settings, so I'm moving shit around. And forgive me for my smoke alarm going off. It's really pissing me off right now. But I know this episode is called Letter to Self. And I want to do something different. I'm going to start this off with a poem that I wrote from October 19th, 2020. I think at the time I was dealing or talking to somebody and it didn't go the way that I wanted to. And I was hella upset, like hella upset. Like they could have left me alone, but that's neither here nor there. So this is titled Dear Self. Dear Self, let no man or woman come in between of what you're working with or the pressures of the universe collide with your progressions. Let the one moment of aggression between the loss of a brother you didn't know tie in with the inspiration. Let the character that you possess be judged by a context clue rather than the pigment of melanin that you hold. Dear self, let the anger that you've upheld from the girl that played you in high school not run off towards the next in your lifetime. The semi-hatred towards a man who may never see your future child's lifeline when he couldn't muster up the courage to apologize for his lost time. Or the fact that your teenage years were the worst of all the years because you got heckled by the looks that appeared. Dear self, would it be right to tell America that she's full of it? That when a cop sees you in your own car that you're automatically a culprit? That my generation would rather follow the goals of people they don't know, but it's the best thing for an adult to do to cut off someone without a fair warning. Stupidity within the human race, we base success off of followers. We hit everyone else on the spot if we need them, but never answer to the others. or letting those handle the business while you were apart and the witness didn't let your homies know how you did it. To be the same fellow who would hate to slack, but you don't have enough courage to tell the beautiful woman without finding something that you lack. Not a set of goals, but a certain potential that I hold. Love forms in many shapes, but trueness nowadays won't help it fold. So, dear self, let no man or woman come in between of what you're working with, or the pressures of the universe collide with your progressions. Let the one moment of aggression between the loss of a brother you didn't know tie in with the inspiration. Let the character that you possess be judged by a context clue rather than the pigment of melanin that you hold. So this is a mini letter to Jahlil. I'm talking young Jahlil, teenage Jahlil, college Jahlil, and Jahlil now. So dear little Jahlil, I know that you're anxious about a lot of shit. I know that they got you rehearsing and practicing for all of these different recitals and music scholarships to keep your lessons, but it's not for their benefit, bro. It's really for you. What I would tell you is that you need to go in there and practice for real and figure out how you can execute this song to the best of your ability. Because believe it or not, you're going to do fucking well. But I don't want to tell you that right now. When you get to that point where you're comfortable with playing music, bro, just live with the music. Don't think about the outside forces. Don't think about anyone else's perception of what you do. Just do what you feel is the best when it comes to playing, because that's your language, the music. Dear teenage Jahlil, you gotta let some of this anger go, big dog. I know. People not showing up. You still trying to figure out life. At this point, you're becoming quiet, bro. Why is that? Do you feel like no one's listening to you? Are you just not giving a fuck? Is that why you lashed out to your mom and your sister? Tried to be the big man and go off? What was that for? Who does that benefit? Like, whether you know it or not, they're here because they love you and they want to help you. But they can't love and help you if you're angry and throwing shit and punching walls and doing whatever else, bro. You gotta find a happy medium. Now, gladly, you got into marching band, which is great. Which is great because you get to do two things that you love to do. You love to hear some good ass music, and then you love to execute and play that good ass music. So not only did you find marching band at Coolwood, I mean, you got the jazz band, you got the concert band, you got marching band, you got a lot of shit, bro. The Christmas concerts, you know, the football games, the Mount Holly parade. You got a lot of shit that you're doing, and that's really great. But then you went off to West Mech, and you found the marching band there and concert band, and you're battling other drum lines. Like, who would have thought that you would get to this point where you're battling drum lines, bro? Remember how you were watching Nick Cannon on Drumline, my boy? That's exactly what you're doing now. Doesn't feel real, does it? Yeah. Now, on top of this, I think you're still juggling acting, but I don't think acting is the main premise right now. Right now, it's just the music. So I'm going to tell you, From future Jaleel, do not take advantage of this moment. If it's something that you want to do, you better go forth and do that shit. Nobody can do it better than you can, so remember that. Keep your foot on the gas. Play your fucking music. Practice as much as you need to. And yeah, you working at Chick-fil-A. Balance that motherfucker too, but focus on the things that are the most important. You and your sister are doing great in school right now. She's at the top of the class. You have a 3.6, a 3.7, whatever your fucking GPA is, bro. You're doing amazing. Keep going. To college, Jaleel. Now, I do understand where you're coming from. And I know that in your childhood, you were so anxious to meet a lot of people and you're excited and things like that. But after a while, it's shown that not everybody is accepting to that. And my message to you is be okay with that. You can be okay with people not accepting who you are. People may not be as bubbly and as jubilant and jubilant as you. And they're not supposed to. But you can't hold that against people and make somebody like you. That's not how this works. Now, I know you met some friends and I know they were cool at first. And then shit popped off. But was it ultimately them? Or do you look at yourself as well and see what role you play in that? Because I'm not going to lie. It wasn't just old boy who said he wanted to fight. Nah, you wanted to fight too. You had your moments when you was in the room and you was upset and wanted to kick somebody's ass. But that's not how we operate. That's not how your mama raised you, bro. Aside from all the craziness and shit, bro, you made it in the music program. Off your first audition, you're in the artist development program. You got a cool-ass roommate named TJ. You met a lot of great musicians, bro. You're meeting a lot of great musicians, actually. And the icing on the cake, bro, is that you made it into Dennis Reed's Urban Soul Group. Nigga, do you know who this person is? You have no idea what's coming, bro. All I'm going to tell you is this. Whatever happens within these 4 years, that starts to set the tone for what's going to happen further down the line. And when I tell you, you are not ready, but you are prepared. You have no idea what's coming. And now you got Homecoming King. What the fuck? You get Homecoming King? Holy shit. Holy shit. That wasn't your premise, bro. But you know what did it? Is that you were the vice president of the Black Student Union that you helped start. You made it to the NSLS Association. You were just cool with everybody. Out the way. Not in a whole bunch of crazy shit. You just was out the way and cool. You finally realized that treating people how you want to be treated will get you a long way. And there you go. So now you're here. And I'm proud of you. Post-graduation adult Jaleel. So now you're out of college, bro. You're working four jobs, my nigga. You're working four jobs. You have two with the Charlotte Symphony Youth Orchestra, one as a volunteer and one as a site coordinator for Project Harmony. You're also the full-time drummer at your church, which you've been doing since your freshman year of college, which I commend you. I get it now, but right then at 18, driving back and forth from Charlotte to Salisbury, 45 minutes, maybe an hour, every Sunday? Yeah. You love what you do. And it wasn't just about the check. You just get to play. But you're the full-time drummer still. So that's your third job. The fourth job, you work at the Mint Museum of Uptown. And there's this cool-ass exhibit that you worked on called Immersed in Light. And that shit is amazing. From Studio Drift out of Amsterdam. And what you did with these four jobs, you juggled them so fucking well. You didn't even have to write down your schedule. Your shit was on point. And then you get a call mid-November, early December, from none other than Dennis Reed Jr. And a conversation is brought up from what your goal was when it came to music. And you know what you told him? That your goal was to go on tour one day. Just so happens, he has a group called Dennis Reed and God's Anointed People, or Dennis Reed and Gap. And they've been to Europe. And you get the call or an invite to go on tour with this amazing group. Here's where shit gets tricky. The day that they leave is the day that your sister's supposed to walk across the stage and get her degree. So now you have an option. Either you go on this tour, explore the world and travel, or you can see your sister walk. Now, either one is an amazing decision. And that's when you have a conversation with your sister. And it just so happens to work out to where you get to see her walk before you leave. That's a gift all on its own. The other thing is that you spent your first Christmas without your family, but it's something that you love to do and you still get to contact them and talk to them. And that right there is when your life pivoted for the best. That moment right there is where everything changed for you, because your main goal came into fruition. So then you come back home. Things are great. You're still working. Everything is going well. And then the pandemic hits. All of your jobs stop. Everything stops. And you're just in the house. You can go outside and, you know, sit in the backyard and at the fire pit with your family and everything, but you're not working. Then comes a little bit of depression. Am I not going to be able to work again? Is this the end times? And like, what's going to happen? Then you started dating somebody. That didn't work out. Then you got involved with somebody else. That didn't work out. But then shortly after, you come across this app called TikTok, which was called Musical.ly at one point, and you just start making content because that was your outlet. On top of that, you also had maybe two seasons of this podcast called the JVY Podcast that you had already started a year prior. And you kind of interject what it is that you do with the pod as to what you do with TikTok and vice versa. And it happens to work out. So then 2021 comes and you meet a group of people through social media who are the coolest people in the world, and which is still cool with them today. And you meet a nice young lady and y'all start dating for about 6-7 months. But the way you felt about it, like marriage was a talk, like you wanted to do that. But then that didn't work out either. 2022 comes around and things are opening back up. you know, you're already working at a clothing store that you always used to go to as a kid. You're assistant manager there. You're still playing at your church. You got a wedding gig at the museum. You're curating weddings. Like, you're the guy. You're over at the drinks. You're over the venue. You're over security, the wedding parties. Like, you're over everything, bro. And then you find another opportunity to just get you some more bread. So you start working at an insurance company. And it's really fucking cool. Now, at this time, you are dating or talking to a long time friend of yours. And it's so much in the air as to what's about to happen. And then you all start dating and things start going well. But then July hits of 2022 and you get hit with the news that your mom has cancer. The biggest blow of your life. If not the biggest blow of your life. And you don't know how to handle it. So you get distant. You get quiet. Your approach to a lot of things change. Not only did it take a bit of a hit with your family, it took a hit in your relationship. And so that right there, that moment, showed what it means to take care of somebody who's taken care of you their entire life. What does that look like? Appointments. Making sure that they're able to get up. All the things that you may not want to talk about. But you start to approach things very differently. You start to think about things very differently. A little bit of defensive mode as you tend to get into from time to time. And it's not bad. But you start to move very differently. Now, at the top of 2023, you think things are going to get a little better. I'm still working. I'm okay. She's still here. And then mid-February hits. And she gets rushed to the hospital. And things aren't looking as bright. And you have your last conversation with her. And you want everything to be hunky-dory. You want everything to be fine. But come March, y'all got everything planned out. You got a whole weekend of things y'all about to do. You, your sister, her friends, some of your friends, like everybody, your siblings. It's going to be a good fucking time. And March 1st is where your mom transitions. And you find the best way to handle it. But you know who has your back this entire time? Outside of your dad and your brother and your cousin, your twin sister is right there beside you. That right there is when you realize, I have to protect this person. Like, you've already known this, but now it's a different mode of, I need to protect this person and make sure they're okay too. But what you do is go into a Superman complex and you're there for everybody else. I don't think you actually cried tears. You cried, but I think broke down crying probably was the funeral. you fucking lost it. Well, you think you lost it, but it's genuine emotion. Now around that time, you're still dating the person that you're dating, and you want them to be there, and things go the way that you don't want it to, and the relationship ends. But you realize further down the line that it's for you. That you got to be selfish of putting your shit first. So then you go throughout the rest of 2023 and you get a promotion at your job. You get a new car, it's paid off. You know? You got some dealings that you can deal with. You're just having a turnaround. Summer was cool. The summer was pretty cool in 2023. Summer was pretty cool. You worked a lot. You worked your ass off a lot. Did you take any vacations? Not necessarily. Have you taken a vacation since? Not necessarily. Then come the fall of this year of 2023, you move into a new place to kind of like get your mind out of that area, out of that place of, I've been here for 2.5 years and I lost a parent. So a better way to move forward and grow and progress than to get a new place. And that's where we are now. Now, the younger Jaleel, I didn't say any of that to scare you. I didn't say any of that to make you nervous about the future, because we're all still nervous about the future. Every single version of Jaleel is nervous about the future. But I said this to say this. Out of all the shit that happened, relationships, losing two grandparents, three grandparents, actually, an older brother and your mother, and some childhood friends along the way, for real, you're still here and progressing to be the best version of yourself. So give yourself some fucking credit. And look at all the things that you've done in your almost 27 years of life. Commercials, other acting things, poetry clubs, drumming, like different accolades, writing for a newspaper or article or music column, or arts column here in Charlotte. Being a part of a really major Charlotte production where you were behind the stage learning the backstage functions. Traveling the world or across the world to do the one thing you love. Everything has been about progression with you. Nothing's been about a decline. Nothing's been downhill except for family. But with the career and the things that you've been working for, it's gone uphill. And we still got a long ass way to go. But you're better off than what you thought. And I'm here to say, as the older Jaleel, I'm fucking proud of you. Out of everything that has happened, my boy, I am so fucking proud of you. I couldn't say it anymore. I couldn't say it any less. The pride that I have in who you've become is absolutely 100,000% fucking amazing. Hopefully we do this again. To where another older version of Jaleel can come back and tell you, hey, this is what happens when you get to 30 or when you have kids and you want to talk about that. We'll do that. But just know that you're doing great. You got a cacophony. Was that the right word? Yes. You got a cacophony of people. You have a group, a village of people who love you. Just make sure that you give that love to yourself as well. We'll talk soon. I'm proud of you, kid.
It's the JVY Podcast, boy. Wait, hold up, hold up, hold up. Now you know I couldn't let y'all go without two songs. Two songs coming your way. Songs of the day. Let's get it.
To the bass line now. Yeah. Vibe. I was running the script. I was mesmerized by her eyes and her hips. I said, what up, ma? What's your name and your son? Who you came with? Cause he wasted your time. So we hopped this on my Jeep and then we cruised in the city late night on a cool winter. Then I parked the whip, now she pulling my out. Time flew, boys, we on to the sixth round, That's when I knocked it out, no Javante. Now she catered to me, no Beyonce. She want a 6'9", but this ain't nine tray. She said, you killed the kitty, I told her crime pays. She know I make waves to swim. She said the freaks out when the lights get dim. There's a price for this vice, I can count the shit that I spent. But realizing where the time went, I'm saying.
That was good, baby.
I really don't know where all the time went.
I mean, we was having fun, you feel me? You don't even gotta leave her, you know what I'm saying?
Have to go.
Me, you gotta go. Hey, come
stop.
In. Quit playing.
Stop.
I mean, I know you gotta leave, but you can't just stay for a little bit, Jenny.
Oh, I really have to go.
We was blowing trees like Chicago in the fall. Been texting my main like you don't gotta call. I'm creeping for some TLC, chasing waterfalls. And she say I'm a drug, she been having her withdrawals, So plotting that she's saying I'm the man. Shit, to be honest, I'm just doing what I can. I be gone for weeks, then I hit her when I land. And go between the sheets like the Isley Brothers Band. Footsteps in the dark, moaning in the night. I can get you right, do it how you like. Beat it like I might, nah, never like I'm Ike. No traffic in it, she gave me the green light. And she know it ain't common how I go. Usher Raymond, how I do it nice and slow, yeah. Shit, by the time we done, you know the sun's up. Still feel like we haven't done enough. She saying,
devil's tongue, I'm dripping with sin. Niggas will wipe your nose, they might even nap your kin. Quiet, cause niggas know your moves when you say too much. Serial killer shooters, they lived adjacent to us. Bussin', pistol waving, it's up. Black murder is played as fuck. Look at our skin, shit, even band-aids ain't made for us. You got the way to you JFK in the drop. Project Baby, you know the science, shit ain't fair on my block. Classic like Detroit Red, selling blow with Red Fox. You ain't got enough to beef with him, nigga, how he your op? My father used to sing good as Luther, wonder what happened. Feels like he might have let his addiction poison his passion. Numb when I heard of his passing, no reaction. Saw him at his wake, looked like he had regret in his casket. Imagine these frigid streets, OGs survived the droughts. When niggas pull them CLs out just for some clout. Sugar, water, Kool-Aid. Neighbor got roaches, then we got roaches. Fiends high off the cocaine souffle. Mama say a prayer, I'm deeply in need of Jesus. My problems back to back like sleeping with disagreements. Still I made it out. Bravo, nigga, you made it out. Ups and downs come and go, but that's what life's about. Could work your whole life to get rich and they air you out. But bravo.
My face dipped in gold.
My face
dipped in gold.
Yeah, when shit was
rocky, I was still at the weigh-in with Drago, the lone survivor, when he rhymes like his voice is the gospel. Eating at this fork in the road, still ducking potholes. Riding in the box Chevy, it's a custom motto. Money is power, but it also disguises cowards. Can't stop the rain when they hit your block up with scattered showers. Came in this industry a wide-eyed child. It's no surprise they molested my style. Can't think of nothing more vile. Must be a limit on the flowers that these niggas give out. Rap is a slut fest, ideas get pimped out. No doubt I stepped in the party, but they don't know when I left the party. I'm never gaudy, my repertoire be filled with the baddest ones. I'm with to leave your old one salty. I'm such a threat to niggas that it kills them to support me. The ghetto taught me how to throw hands, but now that's awkward. Niggas bitch 400 just to get hit with this 40. Sammy Rothstein, so clean, she make a meal out of my offspring. Tender dog thing, constantly playing on my heartstrings. Ghetto forever, niggas know who running shit. As the jits point out your ride, they grew up to leave you slumped in it. 100 shit, keep my distance from all the sucker shit. So rappers compromise their integrity for the fuck of it. But killing each other, that only helps the government. Cause when the real war comes, won't be too much of us.
Bravo.
Bravo, nigga, you made it out. Ups and downs come and go, but that's what life's about. Could work your whole life to get rich and they air you out. But bravo.
My face dipped in gold.
My face.
My face dipped in gold.
Yeah. Dipped in gold.
We were taught growing up that you should love everyone as you love yourself. But oftentimes we find ourselves loving others more and losing ourselves in the process.
And just like that, ladies and gentlemen, another season is wrapped up. Another episode. We finally made it to the end of 2023. And I just want to say thank you all so fucking much for all of the support. For you listening, tuning in, sharing it, reposting it, whatever you did, I definitely appreciate y'all for tuning in and rocking with me. It's been a crazy ass year for a lot of us, but you know what? We're still here. We're still rocking in 2024, and beyond this is ours for the taking. So thank you all so much for everything, for every listen, for every minute, for every song you got put on a playlist, every interlude you listen to from my SoundCloud and shit. It means so much, y'all. So look, continue to follow the pages, TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, Apple Music, and Spotify are the main two places for any of my playlists, _JVLIL, or just type in Jaleel Pack, whichever one you prefer. But as long as I'm putting y'all on some good music and you can share that with somebody and enjoy it for yourself, that's all I'm worried about. I am so excited and kind of elated that this season is wrapped up because it has been fucking tumultuous for me. But the main thing is I'm happy that I got the content out to y'all. So thank you all so much for just tuning in general. I appreciate every single one of y'all. A breath of fresh air, a weight lifted off shoulders and chest. But it's some good shit. I definitely appreciate y'all. So y'all know what I say all the time. Be safe. Stay healthy. Stay well. Keep doing the shit you gotta do. And just keep being you. All right. I'll see y'all soon. Have a great one. Happy New Year, y'all. Yee yee.
Yee yee.